We are up to Simin Reish Chav Gimel, and we will be doing the first Siv. Yolda Ishto Zohar, Mavarach HaTov V'Hameitiv. If one's wife gives birth to a male, to a boy, you make the HaTov V'Hameitiv. V'Gamhi Tzricha Lavarach Kein, and she too should make the Bracha of HaTov V'Hameitiv. This is, even if you're not present, a person hears that his wife gave birth, he's out of town, and he hears that his wife gave birth to a boy, with the rules we learned before from somebody that's trustworthy and that knows firsthand, the halach is you say Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv with Shem U'Malchus. Even if someone had lots of boys and he's just waiting to have a girl, nevertheless, when he hears that his wife had a boy, he says HaTov HaMeitiv. The Mishnah Berurah writes Tzarachin after that. He's not sure that if a person really wanted a girl badly, that if he hears that he has a boy, that he had a boy, he says HaTov HaMeitiv. Now, on a daughter, one doesn't say HaTov HaMeitiv. However, the first time you see your baby daughter, you're supposed to say a Shachiyanu, the Mishnah Berurah holds, because he says this is no less than meeting an old friend where you're Sameach Lir also, you're Sameach to see your newborn little girl. The halach is you can make the bracha v'atov ha-meitiv even after, meaning after you heard, not just that you heard and you say the bracha immediately, but let's say you didn't get a chance to make the bracha, later you remember, since the tova is nimshach, you continue saying the atov ha-meitiv a long time afterwards. Now, the Elia Rabbah Shita is that you say atov ha-meitiv on a grandson, whereas the Mishnah Berurah argues with him and he says that the mashmas of the Rishonim is not like that. Further, the Ramah, V'meisa ishto b'leidasa mevarach shechiyonu d'oleka hatova l'achrini. The halachi is that if a woman dies in childbirth, her husband will not be able to say hatova ha-meitiv if it was a son that she gave birth to, because it's not a shir tova, because the mother is not alive. So he would only say a shechiyonu. V'chein v'meis ha'av kodem sh'leidasa hi mevarach shechiyonu. Or say the father is not alive at the time of the birth, he passes away before. So the Ramah Shita is that he would that she would say a Shechiyanu and not HaTov HaMeitiv. Now what does the Mechaber hold? So many of the Nosei Kelim Taina that the Mechaber Shita was that you say HaTov HaMeitiv anyway, because it's a Tova in Gan Eden for whichever parent is not alive, that they have a son in this world. And the Taz actually paskins this way, Lamaisa, the Taz paskins to say HaTov HaMeitiv even though the other parent is not alive. Whereas the Maruk Tziyah, many other Achronim, paskin like the Ramah, that we only say HaTov HaMeitiv on a Hanog Gashmis, and anyone that's not alive in this world anymore does not have Hanog Gashmis from it. Now, the Mashmos here is that she passed away B'Shas Leida. What happens if she passes away a while after Leida? Can you still say HaTov HaMeitiv, meaning the fact that she had some Hana at the time, is that enough to say HaTov HaMeitiv, or it's got to be that at the time that you say HaTov HaMeitiv, she must still be alive? So he leaves that as a Tzorech Iyan. In a case where someone has to say Dayan HaEmes and Shechiyanu, Dayan HaEmes comes first, because that's a Chova L'Chol HaDeis, where Shechiyanu we're going to see as a Machlokas. Further in the Ramah, the yesh shekosvu shenagu lahakol bebracha zo sheina chove elarishus. Some say that you can be makel in the bracha of HaTov HaMeitiv, that it is not a chove, it is a rishus. Umizeh nispashet sherab makilim beilu abrachas, and because of that, many people don't make these brachas altogether. That means the ikar mitzvah of Shechiyanu, according to this Ramah, is on things that come mizman lizman. But stam, something good that happened to you, you don't say a Shechiyanu or a Tov HaMeitiv. Now the Mishnah Berurah does not sound like the right thing to do is to be Mekel. Furthermore, there are poskim who hold that on the specific cases mentioned in the Mishnah in the Gemara, and these are included, Yolda Ishto, the halacha is that you're supposed to make the bracha on them and it's not a Rishus, and you're Mechuyev to. So the maskani is that one should not be Mezalzel in the Tov HaMeitiv of having given birth to a boy.